Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
My name is Justin Lacey. I am calling from the Houston Botanic Garden, and we are excited about this weekend's Bayou Blues Festival. This is a first-time thing for us to do. We've got three local blues artists that are going to be with us out here from 1 to around 7 p.m. on Saturday. Family-friendly. You just literally bring out your lawn chair. You bring out a blanket. We've got a shaded grassy area where you'll sit. And it's a chance to just listen to live music out in nature. Literally, you'll be overlooking the bayou. So it really Bayou Blues Festival in every way you can imagine.
So, Justin, we were just out there Monday of this week. We were out there for Earth Day and helping mulch and do some things around there. And we discovered the Houston Botanic Garden. Just absolutely love it. For people that don't know about you all or where you are, how do they find you online and in person?
Well, online is easy. HBG, so the first three letters of HoustonBotanicGarden.org. To find us in person, you would head down I-45 south, the Gulf Freeway, and exit Broadway Park Place, kind of like you were going to Hobby Airport. But we're on the east side of I-45 South, just a little bit down Park Place. You can't miss. We have a nice sign and welcome garden up right across from Park Place Elementary School.
I love this. I love it. The Bayou Blues Festival goes on this weekend, this Saturday, at Houston Botanic Garden. A cost to get in, Justin?
It's a great deal. Just $15 for adults, $10 for children and students with ID.
All right. If you love live music and you love being out in nature, you got to go take part of this. Can I get an amen for this weekend's Bayou Blues Festival?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Absolutely.
You could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen, where coming up this afternoon, you have a chance to win your way into the Kane Brown Show this weekend. You can get it with Nick Russo after 3 here on The Bull. Mo back in the studio.
Yeah!
Hello!
Welcome back.
She was in Napa at a country music seminar.
Yes.
Hearing lots of new artists and new music from, like, established artists, names that we know. All part of her being in the music side of things. Your Fresh Track Friday that we do every Friday?
Yes.
Kind of taken off. I mean, think of all the hits that we've heard first with you.
This is so exciting. I was like, what's the word? Yes, I'm excited. There's a lot of new stuff coming, not necessarily today.
Okay.
But stuff that I've been able to put on our calendar, like, oh, we're going to play that. But there is one today that I'm really interested for you.
Really? So a song that you heard in Napa for the first time from one of these artists will be on New Music Fresh Track Friday.
Yes. And I can name drop.
Oh, you can?
Sarah Evans.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Evans.
Y'all know how. I was so excited to see her name pop up. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we're going to see Sarah Evans. Like, what the heck? I mean, some of us know what she's been doing because we read it on TMZ.
Yeah.
She's been in the headlines. Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't she also have a CBD product?
She does. Called Born to Fly.
That's brilliant.
You know what? You get your money, girl.
Let's clap for that.
You get your money.
Let us. Yeah. So it was interesting to hear her tell her story and hear some of her new music that's coming out.
Okay. All right. That's coming up here. A lot of traveling yesterday.
I'm exhausted. Yeah. I slept here at the station in my office overnight.
Yeah, for the record, we got to watch you on Zoom for the last 3 days.
Right.
You had Napa Valley. You had vineyards surrounding your room.
Yes, I was in my
hotel.
The
moonlight shining in just with a soft glow on the side of your face. Every day, and now you're sleeping at the radio station.
I mean, that's really humbling.
We remind you who you really are, Mo.
Welcome back to real life here, Mo. So, did you like Napa? Was that your first time?
It was my first time. I don't need to go back.
You don't need to go back?
No,
you're okay
fine.
With it?
Yeah,
one time.
I did it.
Yeah.
Check it. Done.
I can see that.
A lot of grapes.
Yeah. It would have been nice to have, like, you know, like a margarita every once in a while. You know what I mean?
I can make that happen for you.
Now?
Sure.
Please.
Why not?
That's the biggest complaint Mo's had since she's been back here at the radio station after being in Napa is the drink service here on the morning bulletin is not up to
lagging.
Snuff. So it is lagging just a little bit. We're glad to have you back.
Thanks for making it happen, y'all.
All right. Fresh Track Friday is coming up. We'll find out about Sarah Evans' new music and some of the other new songs that are out you can download today. Here on the Bull. Well, there's a big party downtown tonight for the Texans. And coming up in just about 15 minutes, we have Sean Pendergast. He's going to be with us and he'll give us all the details about the big Texans draft party and what you need to know. That's coming up in 15 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen.
Eric, is your mother-in-law still here?
Oh, okay.
Are we supposed to talk about this? Mo comes back and she just wades right into this.
No, it's great that you asked because she has been here and she just left.
Okay.
And I have not been talking about all the things that have bugged me about my mother-in-law being here.
Stop.
So thank you for asking. Because we need to talk about an incident that happened.
An incident?
A full-blown incident.
I didn't really bring up stuff.
Okay, you don't know this about me because I'm very affectionate.
Right.
I love hugging. I mean, I'm a big time hugger. Mm-hmm. I get in people's faces. I'm fine with it as long as they're fine with it. I do understand personal boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I can't stand more than anything in this world is touching my face. Don't ever touch my face.
What?
Don't get your fingers off my face. Like, even my wife, like, let's say I've got food, like, on my chin.
Right.
Uh-huh. She can't wipe the food off and go, hey, babe, you got something right there.
Wait.
She has to tell me about it.
Why?
I don't want people touching my face, Mo.
Really?
I just don't want
it. Is it because you were in Hollywood for years and that was your moneymaker? I'm being serious.
It has to do, I think, with my mom.
Uh-huh.
And in those teenage years, she'd be like, whoa, look at that zit. Here, can I pop that?
No.
And she'd chase after me.
Okay.
She'd chase after me trying to pop the zit.
Okay, that's disgusting.
And like, I just learned, like, don't touch your face.
I did not know
that.
Wait,
but what does that have to do with your mother-in-law?
Yeah, so guess what happened?
Oh, did she touch your face?
Yeah, so I have this birthmark on the side of my face.
Right.
And I haven't seen her for 3 years.
Okay.
It's like a little sunspot-looking thing. It's perfectly fine, perfectly normal. It's just like a spot. You'll see it on all our social media. It's just a little spot, right? I haven't seen her for 3 years.
Okay.
And so I'm sitting there driving, and boom, out of nowhere, I feel a finger just touch my face and start pushing. And she goes, is that getting bigger? And just starts rubbing it. She's like, is it rough?
Wow.
It might be cancerous if it's rough. And just keeps touching it. Just rubbing my face and smushing her finger into my cheek.
Did your wife save you?
She was not with me.
Oh, yay.
Wait, your mother-in-law was touching your face. without your wife being present.
Yes. Okay.
It took everything in me not to open her car door and just kick her out. Do not touch my face. It's one of those little things that just set me off.
Interesting.
That is interesting. I mean, I think everybody has something, right?
Oh, sure.
It seems like a tiny thing to other people, but mm-hmm. it just absolutely sets you off. I'd love to know your story. 713-881-5500. Are you like Eric? Is it touch your face? By the way, I have no personal boundaries.
Really?
Yeah, touch me anywhere. Whatever.
Grab me. Fine. Goodbye. Right.
I really don't. But I know that there are people, like you say, yeah. that it's like you have mm-hmm. these issues. Okay, so what is yours? If you have that thing, that little thing that always drives you crazy, but nobody else can understand, I'd like to know. 713-881-5500. Right now on The Bull. All right, we just learned that Eric doesn't like anyone touching his face, but his mother-in-law did when she was in town.
Yeah, girl.
Kind of freaked him out. We want to know the little thing, the tiny thing that really sets you off. 713-881-5500.
Let's talk to Tony in Deer Park. Tony, tell us yours.
Well, my thing is people pointing their finger in my face. I've always hated that. My first wife did it to me one time, and I broke her finger.
Oh, what?
Tony?
Tony, come on.
I was just saying, we don't condone that, but yeah, I don't know if anyone likes being pointed at.
I was
going to
say, I think that's a universal thing, right?
Yeah, that's
people don't like that, yeah.
Don't go breaking fingers, Tony. That got dark, real fast.
Don't do that. We want to know the tiny little thing that really sets you off. It may be small to other people, but it drives you crazy.
Oh, let's get Tony out of our mouth. Jake and...
Get your finger out of Tony's mouth.
Jake and Katie, what's that little tiny thing that really sets you off?
So when people are whispering to you and it's nothing but hot air coming out of their mouth.
Oh, stop.
Children are the worst at that, too. They'll be like, Daddy.
Oh, absolutely. Daddy. And I'm a school teacher, so kids whispering all the time in my face.
Now that's going to be stuck with me all day. Little things that drive you bananas. 713-881-5500.
Yeah, hanging.
You would think, being a hugger that he is, that Eric would like it when people touch him, but evidently you can't touch his face. Didn't know that about you, sir.
Oh, please, get your fingers off my face.
It happened to him, and it's just one of the little things that really, like, sets you off, like, ticks you off, drives you crazy. And we want to know, what are those little tiny things that nobody else understands, but it drives you nuts?
Kelsey's on the phone in League City. Kelsey, we had another teacher that said that kids whispering with their hot, stinky breath makes them crazy, and you said you're
Kelsey.
A teacher?
Miss Kelsey.
What is it for you?
So I'm the music teacher, so I have all the kids. And the biggest thing is that they want to show me their wiggly teeth. And I cannot do wiggly teeth. I can do blood, guts, gore, everything, but wiggly teeth freak me out to no end.
That's so precious.
Hey, Miss Kelsey, look at this. Hey,
it's gross.
Maybe you should get a different job.
I love my job, but I'm like, teeth? No, go somewhere else.
Maybe go with high schoolers then. Their teeth are all fully formed.
It's a job. I love it. Tiny things that drive you crazy.
Jessica, tell us yours.
I cannot stand when the kids are sitting right next to you and they are smacking away with their food and you tell them and they just have no recollection of it.
You say kids, but I sit in the studio with George.
I was going to say, I bet you love it when I do meat in my mouth, don't you, Jessica? Rodeo's
horrible, Jessica. Every day.
Okay, that's what it sounds like.
That's kind of grossing me up. Even me. So, all right. We want to know what drives you crazy. What's the simple thing nobody else gets, but it just drives you nuts?
How about Jaleesa in Houston? Hey, Jaleesa, what's that little thing for you?
So, I cannot stand when people reach over my food.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Instead of saying, please pass
that
the salt.
That drives me crazy.
Like, get away from my food. My kids, they don't understand. They'll dip their...
You know, we're kind of like eating, yeah.
We should do a whole show together, Jaleesa.
Yeah.
We've got such good chemistry together.
Yeah. I love you guys. I listen to y'all every morning.
You're so sweet.
This doesn't bother me. I grew up, I had 9 brothers and sisters, so there's 10 kids in the house.
Everybody reaching.
Oh, no.
I mean, you learn. If you want that last pork chop, you better reach over there and grab it. Because somebody will take it right off the plate. That's so funny. What's the little bitty thing that drives you crazy? Bull Nation, you never disappoint. Here on the Morning Bullpen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes you just need to smile, you just need to laugh, and we have this unique thing that we do on the Morning Bullpen show where Eric with a K has this quote-unquote talent.
Yes, thank you, George.
Where he can take a suggestion from you and turn it into a song. It really is amazing. And he gets 10 minutes if he likes your topic, but you have to tell us the suggestion. You have to start with what he should sing about.
JoJo is on the phone. JoJo, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I would like Eric to sing about eggs because I had it this morning for breakfast.
Oh, JoJo. How do you like your eggs?
I like my eggs over easy.
So do I, JoJo. We could be best friends, you and I. I love good over easy eggs.
Oh, if it was sunny side up, I'd do your song, JoJo.
Really? Am I the only scrambled with cheese?
Oh.
I'm a child.
Okay, you are. All right, JoJo, where are you going to school?
I'm going to school right now at Channelview Elementary.
Okay. Shout out.
And to Crenshaw Elementary.
Oh. Okay, all right. Well, have a good day. We love that you listen to the show, JoJo.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to, speaking of breakfast, try line 4 there, Eric.
All right, that's Leslie in Humble.
Hey, Leslie. Good morning. I think you should sing about, since Mo's been able to have wine for breakfast for the last few days.
Yes.
The crazy things that people eat for breakfast. I personally like a fully loaded hot dog with spicy relish, some pickles, some onions, some mustard.
For breakfast?
A fish sandwich, you know. Leftovers for breakfast.
Okay.
I'm done with
the
leftovers.
The hot dogs you must get roll from the local 7-Eleven.
That's 7-Eleven
where
they
taste the best from.
Okay.
Get right. On that, Eric.
For breakfast.
Hashtag not an ad. I just want to throw that out there.
Know.
But I don't know.
Those I should bring them in rolling. On Monday. I go to 7-Eleven every morning. Why don't I get hot dogs with
hot
spicy
dogs?
Relish
yeah, I don't
for
know.
Monday morning?
I mean,
all
I
right.
need it.
All right.
You need it now.
Leslie, I'm going to write this one on my list, okay?
Maybe Monday.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, dear. Let's go to Tracy. Tracy is on the phone this morning. Tracy, it says here you're a teacher. What do you want Eric to sing about?
Just us trying to survive the end of the school year with STAR tests done. The kids don't think they need to do anything.
Aww.
And I teach seventh grade math. They tell me all the time, we don't need to know math. They're trying to, I've got parents calling or emailing asking what can my kid do to pass? And the kid hasn't passed all year.
Oh, okay. All right.
So let's get you to the end of the year, sister.
You are a hero, Tracy. You deserve a song.
By the way, parents are the worst sometimes to deal with, aren't they, Tracy? Let's be honest.
Oh, my definite. Definitely.
Okay.
Well, right. seventh graders are an interesting species in the first place.
Obviously, yes. You're a brave lady. Superhero, like actually.
Yeah, so.
Okay. All right. I love it, Tracy. Let's absolutely do a song for the teachers toward the end of the year here.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, Tracy, you hang in there, okay? And by the way, what can we do to pass? What can we do to get a passing grade? That's all we want to know. It's our 10-minute tune, and Eric's going to go write it. He'll come back and perform it all in 10 minutes, and it's up next here on 100.3 The Bull. All right, coming up in just about 10 minutes, Sean Pendergast. I mean, he's only doing his own radio show down the hall. But we're going to grab him for like 5 minutes. We're going to talk to him about the Texans party tonight. What is at stake for the Texans? If you're a fan, you'll want to hear this. Sean Pendergast coming up in just about 10 minutes here on 100.3 The Bull. But right now, it's time to find out what Eric created with the suggestion we got earlier for his 10-minute tune.
Yes, Miss Tracy called in and suggested this.
Just us trying to survive the end of the school year with STAR tests done. The kids don't think they need to do anything.
Aww.
And I teach seventh grade math. They tell me all the time we don't need to know math.
No, they're smarter than you. So especially seventh graders. I mean, they're the most, I would think sixth, seventh grade, probably the most intelligent beings on the face of the earth.
Oh my goodness. Teachers really go through it, don't they?
At least they think so anyway. Eric's back in the studio. For the teachers today, Eric.
Yeah, I'm doing more of a school teacher's blues sort of song.
Okay.
All of the things that teachers have to deal with walking back into the school today, having to deal with things like the parents, the school supplies, all the stuff.
Everything. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And it's going to be in the style of Morgan Wallen.
Okay. All right. Here's today's 10-minute tune on The Bull.
I've been using my own credit card to buy my own school supplies. Screaming children, yeah, they're real hard, but the parents I despise. Well, they're always cutting budgets. Yeah, just please don't get me started on teacher evaluations. Ugh. I've got the school teacher blues. My salary is poo-poo. I love it. The district, it can shove it. That's the hard truth. I got the school teacher blues. I got the school teacher blues.
Mo, your mom's a teacher. How do you think she'd react to that
one? I have heard it all, George.
Yeah, I've heard it all. Well done, Eric.
Thank you. They deserve a nice song and a pay raise.
If you have a teacher friend you think that would love that one, you can get it as part of our podcast. We upload them every day. You can go to themorningbullpen.com and grab them there. Or honestly, the easiest way is just download the Odyssey app and subscribe to our podcast on there. It's our 10-minute tune, and it happens only on The Bull. It's draft day today for the Texans. I know the NFL started yesterday, but who cares about them? All we care about are the Texans. Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610. We just grabbed him out of the hallway. Sean, what do we need to know as Texans fans for the big day today for the Houston Texans in the draft?
Well, I think the basic things you need to know right now is this is rounds 2 and 3 of the draft. Round 1 was last night. They didn't have a pick last night. So they get things started tonight. They've got 3 picks tonight. The 42nd pick overall, the 59th pick overall, and the 86th pick overall. The first 32 picks were last night.
Right. So that doesn't sound great. Are we still in good shape?
Still in really good shape. There were a lot of players in last night's draft that I think the Texans would have wanted that are still sitting here on day 2. So there's still a lot of really good players on the board. And I think what you need to understand about where the Texans are, first of all those picks I just named, 42, 59, 86, chances are they will pick somewhere else because Nick Caserio loves to move around and trade and move up and back. But there, if you go to the party tonight, which I know we're going to talk about, the Texans will be making multiple picks. So it'll be a whole lot of fun. I think the thing you need to know about the Texans is, unlike the last 2 years, I'll compare it to a house. Like last year when they drafted C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson,
yeah,
that's like the foundation for the house and the frame for the house, uh-huh, and all the essentials that you need. They're going and getting like the man cave now, and they're getting like the Sub-Z fridges and things like that. They're like tricking out the team now, you know what I mean? They're like sprinkling in the elements that you need because they've got the foundation for a really good football team. Now they're just finding the complementary pieces to kind of finish things up, which is crazy to think of where we were a year ago.
Oh my gosh,
team.
Yeah.
It's okay. Wild. Yeah.
Well, we're excited for the party tonight. We see lots of celebrities on this list of people that are going to be there, including you.
Is my name on the list? Okay. Well, I would hope for celebrity's sake. There's several names above mine. No, the party should be great. It's downtown. It's right in front of the George R. Brown Convention Center on the Avenidas de Americas, I think they call it, right?
Nicely
there.
Nicely done, Sean.
Yeah. The Sports Radio 610 will be broadcasting the draft there. Seth Payne will be on there with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. I'll just be running around there like the rest of the idiots, running around with my WWE yes. championship belt that I just
signing
bought.
Signing autographs, normal celebrity stuff.
Well, if they
stuff.
Ask, I'll sign, yes. but I won't be like, I don't have a stand or anything like that with a Sharpie ready.
According to Sean, be excited.
Be excited.
We're tricking out the man cave tonight awesome. On our
we're
new
getting
house
the
at the Texas
on the team. Oh my God. Yeah, man.
If you need information about the party tonight, let us know. But go Texans! Hear from your official home of the Houston Texans, 100.3 The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Pam is in Richmond this morning, and she has a chance to take $100 from Mo, but here's how you get it, Pam.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse, and it's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Pam, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Pam, tell her to get out of here, and we'll get this game started, okay?
Mo, get out of the studio.
Good luck, Miss Pam.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, what famous country star has an entire theme park named after her?
Dollywood.
Question number
Dolly Parton.
Two, Tim McGraw got a college scholarship playing this sport. The same one his
baseball.
Dad played.
Baseball.
Question number three, Sam Hunt has done a lot of things and he's had some issues with his wife, but he says he's never spent a night having to sleep on the what?
The couch.
Question number four, the song Need a Favor made this guy a star, but did you know it's not the most performed song at his concerts? Save Me is. Can you name the new star?
No.
Question number five, Kimberly Williams Paisley, Brad's wife, is best known perhaps for being a star in the movie called
Father of the Bride.
All right, let's get Mo back in. She knew that one, right?
Wow. Boom.
I was going to give you a multiple choice even on that
one,
but no.
All right. I got a good feeling about this, Pam, because she might not get that last one, but you missed one, so you got 4 out of 5.
Okay.
All right, Mo, are you up for the challenge?
No, not really, but okay. Let's do it.
Just so you know, Pam, she slept 2.5 hours on the floor here at the radio station because she just flew back last night. All right, Mo, question number one.
Let's go.
What famous country star has an entire theme park named after her?
Oh, Dolly.
Dolly. Yes. That's what I was looking for. Yes, Dolly Parton.
There you go, Pam. You got it. So it's 1-1.
Question number two. Tim McGraw got a college scholarship in what sport? Same as his dad.
Baseball.
It was baseball. Yes. Thank you. Yep.
All right. 2-2.
Question number three. Sam Hunt has done a lot of things. And I'm raising my eyebrows here. He's also had some issues with his wife. But he says he's never, ever, ever had to spend a night sleeping on the what?
The I was going to say dog house. Mm. On the guest room, on the guest bed? Guest bed.
No.
Ooh.
No, it's couch. He never had a night to sleep on the couch. Remember, you get in trouble, you sleep on the couch, right?
Pam, you got that right. So, you're winning now 3-2.
Okay. Question number four. Mm-hmm. The song Need a Favor made him a star, but it's not the most performed song at his concerts. Save Me is. Can you name the new star?
Jelly Roll?
It is Jelly Roll.
Yes. And I need a favorite. Yes.
Pam missed that one. She didn't know.
Dang, girl.
So it's tied 3-3. Now, Pam got this next one, which means you absolutely have to get this next one.
Right.
And it's movie related.
Okay, and just let me say, I had this as a multiple choice question. I told Pam that. She answered before I gave the multiple choice, but it is a multiple choice question.
Whoa.
Oh, he's taking it easy on you, Mo.
Question number 5.
Okay.
Kimberly Williams Paisley,
yes.
Brad's wife.
Wife, yes.
Is best known for being the star in a movie called Father of the...
Oh, Father of the Bride.
Oh,
she
knew
even
it.
Need it.
I didn't know that.
She got that one. I can't believe it,
Pam. She has seen a movie, and it is Father of the Bride.
Easy now. I haven't seen it. Which I know means what it is.
She kept her money, Pam. I'm so sorry. The final score was 4-4.
No, super exciting to do this.
Oh, thank you. Are we neighbors? We're friends? Richmond? Let's go, girl. We'll have drinks soon.
Okay, maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
Deal.
Maybe.
She's like, not really.
Maybe. We'll see.
No.
We'll see.
She doesn't know if you make the cut or not, Mo. All right, Pam, you know what you got to say to get out of here today.
This is Pam in Richmond, and Mo knows her country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her Monday morning. 8:20 will be the next Mo Knows Country, worth $100 here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.